We shall be learning Simen Reish Mem Ches Din HaMaflik B'Sfeinah V'Hoylech B'Shayor B'Shabbos, which is the halachas regarding somebody who is traveling, going on a boat on Shabbos. We'll see it actually also, it's not just on a boat, we're also going to be talking about people going on other ways of transport, and it's about leaving, to shout about leaving earlier, before Shabbos, and you know you're going to hit onto Shabbos. Very importantly, there is some concepts discussing this simon, which are from the most important, most essential, and most discussed topics in the whole of Hilchos Shabbos, which is very relevant to other areas of Halacha. So let's see what it is and the important introduction of the Shulchan Aruch. So it's really essential Halachas here. The starting point is the starting point is actually a Braisa, and the Mishneh Berurah brings it down. So let us see the introduction of the Mishneh Berurah, in order to have a clear understanding of the halachas and the relevant concepts. Hinei koydim shenichnas bevir divrei Shulchan Aruch. Before we head to the discussion of the Shulchan Aruch, natik we shall copy Loshon HaBraisa, the wording of the Braisa, Hanema Bezeh, which is discussed to be, so this is a Braisa. In Gemara Daf Yutas, in Shabbos, Tonu Rabbonu, the Braisa is as follows. Ein mafligin besfina, pochois migimul yomim koidim haShabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat, on a boat journey, more than 3 days before Shabbos. Which means that if you're going to go on a boat journey, you're not allowed to go on Friday, you're not allowed to go on Thursday, you're not allowed to go on Wednesday. However, if you are setting out your journey on Tuesday, Monday, or earlier, that's fine. So it continues the price. B'med dvorim amurim, when is it said? L'dvar reshus, if you're going for a reshus, a purpose, which is a voluntary purpose, avalidvah mitzvah, but if the purpose of the journey is a mitzvah purpose, shapidomit, then you're also allowed to go on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. V'poisigimoy almenas lishpois, and you're fixing with him, you're setting aside, and you're agreeing that you are going to be shoves, you're going to rest on Shabbos, ve'inoy shoves. You are to agree with him that no melacha is to be performed on Shabbos, in Shabbos, but even if Lemaise does, that doesn't matter. But the agreement has to be prior to setting out to the journey that no melacha is performed on Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe are the words of Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon says, it's not necessary to be poisek. The Braisa continues, Umitzor Litzidoin, Shumela Malachim Echod, if you're traveling from Tzoyer to Tzidon, which are nearby places, hafilu be'erev Shabbos muta, you're allowed to go even on Erev Shabbos, even on Friday. Ad kan loshon habraisa, these are the words of the braisa. Now, so that's the concept of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the braisa, that you're not allowed to go on a journey before Wednesday, after Wednesday. And he's talking about Sfina. Now, there's four explanations given in the Rishonim, what's the background of that? And they all have many knock-ons, halach lemaisa, in other areas of halach as well. Various reasons have been given in the Rishonim for this braisa. Aleph, number one. Yesh oim v'atam. The first reason for that is, Shema yitzdarech ayisoel lasis melocha ba'atzmoy b'Shabbos mishum b'kuach nefesh. If a person is traveling on Shabbos, chances are very high, if he's on a boat, that there will be reasons to be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. So it's very likely to be b'kuach nefesh. But it's unlikely that the journey will be that uneventful, nothing will happen. So what you're doing is that you're going, you know very well, you're willingly going to Mokum Sakona, and you're putting yourself in a matzav that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos because it's Bech Nefesh on Shabbos, and that's also. When is it also? It's also, if you're doing it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, prior to that, it's fine. Similarly, if it's Torah Mitzvah, it's fine as well. But what we're learning here, that is actually a very important concept over here. And it's huge nafkaminas for this concept. Because according to those Rishonim, there is a halacha that just because we would have thought that if you're an oynes and it's pikuach nefesh, pasuk says v'chai bohem, you have to look after your life on Shabbos and pikuach nefesh doich kol ha'Torah kula, as we know. But here we're learning that yes, that's definitely true. But if you know willingly, to putting yourself into a matzav in the situation that you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to put yourself into a matzav in which you're going to be mechal Shabbos. So, this is a very famous Balamoy, and we'll see soon that Aloch Lamaisev, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins or not. But according to Balamoy, we have to explore the idea of what happens if somebody's in the army. And you can choose 2 days in which he can either be free from, he can have a day off. And if he is in the army, chances are very high he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh, obviously, army. He can have 2 choices. So can he put himself in the situation in which he's going to be Mechal Shabbos or not? He knows it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh. Are you allowed to or not? So according to Balamo, you're not allowed to unless it's before Wednesday. If it's something which is going to be before Wednesday, then it's going to be okay. If that's going to be after Wednesday, then it's going to be a problem. Also, the Tzorich Mitzvah will be permitted. But if it's not Tzorich Mitzvah, then it's also. I mean, the Poskim also discusses Balamoy with regards to Bismillah. It's very interesting. There is some Rishonim who seem to be questioning if you do a Bismillah close to Shabbos, and you know you're going to have to Mechal, if it's Shloi Bismano, obviously, and you know you're going to have to end up being Mechal Shabbos for the baby's sake on Shabbos, are you allowed to do that or not? But that, again, it's true that Arsam Rishonim seems to be going that direction, but it's questionable because Lichoya, you could argue that it's a Tzorich Mitzvah, and that would be fine. And other poets can yet want to compare it to going to a place where there is no minion. Are you allowed to go to a place where there is no minion? Because if you're going to a place where there is no minion on Oynes, and then you have no obligation, you're an oynes. But are you allowed to lechatchila put yourself into a matzah in which you're an oynes? So some poskim want to compare, but this is a bit of a difficult comparison to make for various reasons. But I'm just want to bring some examples in which we see the importance of this balamoya. So again, what the balamoya says is that when it comes to traveling on a boat, you know that chances are you're going to have to Mechal Shabbos. You're allowed to do this if it's before Wednesday. But if it's after Wednesday, you're not allowed to do that because of you're causing Chil Shabbos to happen. Unless it's a Tzorich Mitzvah, then it will be permitted. So this is the Balamoyo. Shemo Yitztarech Le'isua Lassus Melocha Be'atzma B'Shabbos Mishum Pekuach Nefesh. By the way, just as a footnote, Reb Nissen Karelitz questions if a person has got, for some reason or another, he doesn't want to eat matzahs on Pesach if he can't cope with it. So can he swallow some sleeping pills and then he's going to sleep throughout the whole Leila Seder? It's a real shaila that Nissen Karelitz discusses, and he wants to compare it to this shaila over here as well, because he's going to be an oynes, he'll be out of things and unable to fulfill the mitzvah, but it's something which he did earlier before Leila Seder. So is that comparable or not? So the obvious answer is that it's not comparable at all. The question is why, but that's something to think about. But the essential concept that we're learning over here is that a person has got an obligation to see to the its fulfillment of mitzvahs when the time comes. So the essential concept is probably that we see that a person has to see to a dalet minim. He needs to arrange for dalet minim before sukkahs. A person can't just wake up on sukkahs and say, oh, I actually need an esek. Oh, I actually need on Pesach, I need a matzah. And if he doesn't have, he's going to say, oh, I'm an oynes. It's not good enough, because the person has to look at the calendar and needs to live like a Jew. And they need to know that in a few weeks there's going to be sukkahs. I need the sukkah. I need dalet minim. In a couple of weeks is Pesach. In a couple of weeks I need mishlach monas. And you have to ensure that you're arranged and organized for the Yom Tov in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, whether the rest of the Rabbonon. Similarly, also Shabbos. You need to ensure before Shabbos that you'll be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you have an obligation to see to it that you won't be mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. This is a general obligation. And that's what we're seeing over here. That's the essential concept we are seeing from the Baal HaMor, and in fact from the Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to be maflik besfin, you're not to go on a boat before Shabbos, because you are unlikely, you're doomed to end up being mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. The Chayodim discusses in a tshuva, he discusses what if a person lives in a village where there is nobody blowing the shofar. Can you just when Rosh Hashanah comes in and say that, oh, I don't have a shofar here, that's the place I live, that's my village, there's no shofar, and thereby not fulfilling mitzvahs of Tkir Shofar Rosh Hashanah? And the answer is, as we just discussed, that no, he has to place himself and find a location where there is a shofar prior to the Yom Tov. Okay, that's in that concept that actually we see from this Baal HaMor that we just discussed now. So we can't even I can't stress enough the importance of this Baal HaMor that we're just discussing. The second reason that the Mishneh Berurah discusses for the Issa is Shiasa Ein Yehudi Baal HaSfina Avuroi Melocha. So if there's an Issa, says the Mishneh Berurah, if there's an Issa to be Maflik B'Sfina, it's not just because you're going to end up being Chal Shabbos, but if you're going too close before Shabbos, chances are that a goy will end up doing melacha for you on Shabbos, and that's also problematic. So that's very similar to the Baal HaMor, and that is also based on the fact that something is going to go wrong, and either you, first pshat, or a goy, second pshat, will end up doing chil Shabbos for you on Shabbos, and that's wrong. However, if you're leaving before Wednesday, then you don't have to think that far. You don't have to be worried about Shabbos on Tuesday. You don't have to worry about Shabbos on Tuesday, and therefore it's fine. Similarly, if you're going to Dvar Mitzvah for mitzvah purpose, that would be fine as well. Third reason is Mishum Isot Chumim, Kemuvah Vesyosav Arichas. That's many Rishonim, in fact, hold that it's nothing to do with the reasons discussed. But the reason why you're not allowed to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is because of a Chumim problem. That you may end up doing tchumim, although it's questionable as to whether there's tchumim on the sea, but these are showing him hold that there is tchumim in the water as well, and by being in the boat, potentially it'll be over on this tchumim. Now, interestingly, I'm going to read the words of the Bialocha, of the Mishneh Berurah here. Homishum is a tchumim kemavua besos varichs. Varif svirale, the imishum chashash malocha tchumim. Tarif says that because if it would be the reason of tchumim, or it would be the reason of chashash malocha, vade also afkodim shlosh yomim, wouldn't make no sense to distinguish between Wednesday and Tuesday. It would make no difference. If it's Mr. Malocha, you'd have to be careful on Tuesday as well, or not. So we answered that already. We answered that according to those who showed him, they feel that you don't have to worry and be concerned about Shabbos so early in the week. But the Rifit doesn't like that, and he says that, no, it doesn't make a difference. You have to worry about it. Obviously, that's not the reason why you're not allowed to be maflik b'sfinim. He says that the reason is totally different. If this is the reason why you're not to go on a boat on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is because you're going to feel seasick. And that's going to take away your Onik Shabbos. If you go on a sea, you're going to feel so seasick that you won't have any Onik Shabbos, and that's why it's also. Therefore, if you can go Tuesday, chances are it will settle already, you'll be used to it, you'll feel alright. And that's why Tuesday and Monday and Sunday, it's fine to go on a boat, but after that you'll feel seasick and you're causing an Onik Shabbos to go down the drain, and that would be problematic. He said that normally it takes 3 days for it to settle down. And next reason, what is brought down as number dalet, is because yesh oim da tam shosul haflik besfinu nishanirik ilu tzaf v'shot al pnei amayim b'shabbos. So we have an issa of swimming on Shabbos. And the reason is because you can end up maybe creating a chovish l'shayotin. You're gonna make a barrel, swimming support barrel on Shabbos if you're gonna feel that you're not good at swimming. Therefore, swimming has always been also on Shabbos as a gzeira because you're gonna end up creating a chovish l'shayotin, a barrel for swimmers, or rather for non-swimmers. For non-confident swimmers, I should say. And that would be the problem of swimming on Shabbos. Here on a boat, is that if you go on a boat, there is such a chashash as well. As an emergency thing, you're going to end up making a chovish l'shayot, and that's why it's also to go on a boat Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Not sure why. He explains why kodim shloish yomim Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would be okay. The holiday shehut zech laflix man rabbe kodim Shabbos is lanei kerev loyov loyas chavish shayotin. Since you left so early in the week, you'll be alright and you won't end up making chavish shayotin. So this is an additional reason why you're not allowed to go. Another explanation on the b'risa why you're not allowed to go on a boat before Shabbos. How do we paskin? So I'm skipping a few lines in the Mishnah Berurah, and then he says as follows: Vehinei, and behold, Hamechab l'Shulchan Aruch, Av Shenemshach b'Sif Beis Acharif, Shedik Perusho. We'll see that since it does go a little bit with the approach of Oneg Shabbos, and we'll see that will be discussed in Sif Beis in the next year. Mirza Hashem, that there is an element of Oneg Shabbos, but the seasickness. Shulchan Aruch does go with that, but Mikol Mokim Usvirale Kapolskim, he does hold simultaneously also like the Polskim to Kodim Shlosh Yomim Shoref Mokim Shitzach Kalavodi Chul Shabbos Hadim Locha. But it is explicit as well from Sif Dalet that he also goes with the approach of the Balamoyer that you're not allowed to go on a sea Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because you're likely to end up doing a Chilul Shabbos. So he seems to be passing like both opinions, one more than the other, but he does seem to be saying that you're not allowed to go because of the potential Chilul Shabbos that it may be caused, not just the Oneg Shabbos element. Yeah, so more details on that will come in Mitzvah Shem, but that is the basic underlying concepts of the Shulchan Aruch. Let us see what the Shulchan Aruch's words are. Mutar lahaflik b'sfina. You are allowed to go on a boat, afilu b'erev Shabbos, even on Friday, im hoylech dvar mitzvah, if you're going for a mitzvah purpose. But if you're not going for a mitzvah purpose, you're not allowed to go out on a boat 3 days. And you are fixing and agreeing and confirming that you're going to stop on Shabbos. But if the goy then decides not to rest and he just carries on strong, then it doesn't matter because you've done your part. But if it is for a voluntary journey, the purpose was nothing to do with the mitzvah. We'll see. We'll define later what a mitzvah is in the later seif. You're not allowed to go on a boat for a voluntary purpose. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If it's 3 days before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah. Sif Koton Aleph. Afilu b'erev Shabbos. Hainu. After bevado lo yikayim oinik Shabbos alidizeh. Although you know, inevitably you're not going to have oinik Shabbos. So the question is, if it's a mitzvah purpose, why are you taka allowed to go? So say we go according to the opinions of Oneg Shabbos. So you know you're going to inevitably cause no Oneg Shabbos. It's going to be a pretty poor Shabbos. You're going to feel lousy, the old Shabbos. Why allowed to? If it's for mitzvah purpose, why is this permitted? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, since it's a mitzvah purpose, for the general rule, the universal rule, somebody is engaged in a mitzvah, he's exempt from another mitzvah. Since you're on a journey for a mitzvah purpose, that exempts him from the mitzvah Oneg Shabbos, which is interesting because the traveling it's mavua, but that's what Takvot Gemara in Sukkah says as well. That a journey towards a mitzvah is included in the oisig mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. The journey towards mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah as well, which parters you from another mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. The poskim discuss as to whether this Onik Shabbos element applies nowadays as well, or maybe not. And I did see that some poskim say that it doesn't apply because our ships and our boats they're not as shaky because they're not affected by the wind as much, and therefore this halacha won't apply. I've never been on a cruise. Maybe it would be worthwhile trying out once. Maybe on a cruise on the Pacific Ocean, maybe just to find out how much the Onik Shabbos is affected or not. But some poskim are more lenient, and they say that if a person does go on his fancy schmancy cruise, he would be allowed to go on within the 3 days before Shabbos as well, because this doesn't apply anymore. Now we said that poisek imoy. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Beis says that this would only apply if it's before Shabbos. If it's on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to. Because we're going to want to be Shabbos also lahafliga flu dvar mitzvah. So that's an important point that we've discussed, that you're allowed to go to dvar mitzvah even on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What happens if you want to go on Shabbos Lidvar Mitzvah? Are you allowed to? So here the Mishneh Berurah brings the Mogen Avraham that you're not allowed to, but it does bring Mekilim as well. But he seems to be Mishneh Berurah says, V'yesh mitzadim afilu b'Shabbos shorei Lidvar Mitzvah ayin b'shari tshuva. It's not so clear how he paskens. Maybe there's a little bit of a mashmos that he's matir even on Shabbos, but it's certainly more questionable to go out on Shabbos even at Lidvar Mitzvah. It's more questionable to go on Shabbos than before Shabbos. Certainly, according to the this is all according to Oinek Shabbos. But if you go with the Balamoya, it's even more problematic, because if you're going with the opinion that the reason for that is because you're causing Chilul Shabbos to happen, so to do that on Shabbos, it's even worse than if you're talking about causing it on Friday, the Chilul Shabbos to happen on Shabbos. Now Mishneh Berurah and Sif Cotton Dalet tells us Pochim Shlosh Yomim. Here he defines exactly what the 3 days are. Tainu Biyom Revi B'Shabbos also. So I've been going the whole time with this Mogen Avraham. I said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. These are the 3 days that you're not allowed to. Mogen Avon b'shema b'achoinim, avol agroevi b'shema b'rishoinim, the Gon brings all the rishoinim, the shlosh yom nechshov inema Shabbos kuf, that you can't think Shabbos as well. So that would be, Shabbos is one day, Friday is the second day, Thursday is the third day. Again, what did I say? Shabbos is the first day, Friday is the second day, Thursday is the third day. That means that from Wednesday would be already from the permitted days. So Hashloish Yomim, the 3 days Nechshavim are counted in Shabbos Kufa with the Shabbos itself. Huvim Revi Muta, and Wednesday itself would be permitted. So it depends a bit how you count the 3 days, and there's various interesting approaches in the Achronim what the Machlokes is based on. Ayin Shom Mekoshim B'Shken Much, but the safety Yerushalmi, there is a little bit of Mashmos that the Mishneh Berurah is making over here, and that it counts that Wednesday is fine, but certainly the majority of the Hachronim seem to be learning that Wednesday itself is also. But the Mishneh Berurah maybe has a little bit of a duke that it's that Wednesday is permitted. Mishneh Berurah Sif Koton Hey tells us Kodim HaShabbos V'Adin Kodim Yom Tov, that Yom Tov is also same halacha than Shabbos. Yom Tov is Shabbos Shavin, because Yom Tov and Shabbos are equal. V'chem B'Yom Tov Sheni En Mafligin, similar on the second Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed to go out on a boat either. The Chassam Sofer discusses what about going on a train. Would you be allowed to go on a train? And he discusses that. So it's interesting. We could quickly discuss that. If it's the Oinek Shabbos, I believe that it's true to say that there is no lack of Oinek Shabbos is not as affected on a train that it's on a boat. So according to that, it would actually be okay. The Tchumim problem would actually apply as well. There's a tchumim problem on the train as well, so that would be a problem. If it's the chilul Shabbos element, you're unlikely to cause chilul Shabbos directly. You're unlikely to have to do chilul Shabbos directly. And also in terms of the Amir Anochi, it's also not so poshut because he's doing Amir Anochi. There is Amir Anochi happening, but that's not just for you because there's plenty of other Goyshe people on the train. Lemaisach, some Sofer, Aruch Lemaisach says that it's also because of the Tchum element and other reasons as well. But that leads us to a discussion of the Dayan Weiss, who says, what if a person wants to fly? He's got this 72-hour flight, traveling to who knows where, and the flight is on Friday, so would you be allowed to go on a plane on Friday, and you're going to land on Sunday? Dan Weiss says that it's also, for various reasons, he says that is a tchumim. He also says, he brings Meleches Nochi as well, so that's the second reason over here, that a goy is doing melacha, but that can be questioned a bit, because he's doing it for goyim as well, but he certainly says that it's a tchumim, and he says also that there is a problem of tzar also of the lack of Onik Shabbos. People don't feel as comfortable on a plane, then they feel down on the safe ground, and so there will be definitely a problem from that element as well. In terms of Pikuach Nefesh, generally speaking, there's very little Pikuach Nefesh taking place on a boat, but it may be argued that there is some happening with the, you know, just the seat belts, the, you know, the light goes on and when you open and close the belts and certain when you lock the toilet and all that. I don't know how you can get around of all these problems. That's maybe more practical than Pikuach Nefesh, but inevitably it's impossible to be on a plane for 25 hours without doing some element of Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, I think that the advice of Psak is very understandable. Right. Okay, so just to recap what we covered in tonight's share, we spoke about Simon Reish Mem Ches, which is based on a Braise in Shabbos, Emma Fliegen Besfinne, Pochs Megimel Yom, and we learned this very Pshotim. What's the reason for that? Why you don't have to go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? Either because you're going to end up doing Chilul Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, or because you're going to ask a Goy to do Chilul Shabbos for you, or because of Issa Tchumim, or because of Oynek Shabbos, or because of problem of creating a chavis el shayotin, a swimmer's barrel. We learned that the Shulchan Aruch seems to be passing Oynek Shabbos as well as Pikuach Nefesh. He does say you're allowed to do it if it's before 3 days before Shabbos is fine, and if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, it's also fine. You have to be pois segim o shish pois. You have to agree with him to rest on Shabbos. If he doesn't end up resting on Shabbos, that doesn't really matter. We learned also that there's a machlok is how we count the 3 days, is Wednesday included or not. And we also learned that even if it's a rech mitzvah, you're allowed to go before Shabbos, that would not necessarily mean that on Shabbos itself you're allowed to go. The reason why you're allowed to go and there is no problem of Oynek Shabbos is because of Oytzeg Mitzvah Potonah Mitzvah. More on this very important seif and this essential halachas in next Shir Be'ezah Hashem. Is Baruch Shemoy. Good evening.